Billy Joe Armstrong joining me on the show amidst what's been probably a crazy 2020 for the band so far. Hella Mega Tour kicking off soon. Your 13th studio album dropped Friday. Dude, how's it been since the album dropped?
So far, so good. You know, it's, I don't know, everybody's been really happy with everything. So, yeah, my happy meter is pretty happy. So that's good.
Well, it's the Rainbow Puking Unicorn with the Father of All is the name of the album. Now, I can't say that on the radio. So What do I call it? What's the appropriate Father of All MRFers or just Father of All?
Well, I mean, for the sake of censors, you probably do it Father of All dot, dot, dot. Or, you know, if we're just being real, it's also Father of All Mother. It's a mouthful no matter what.
I'll just bleep myself. Do you still get nervous? At this point in your career, 13 studio albums, do you still get nerves before an album's released?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a hard time sleeping, and I try to distract myself as much as I can. So I'm right across the bay from you guys. So it's like, you know, we'll play we have a cover band that we like to jam. We've played like the Ivy Room and the Golden Bowl.
Yes.
And it's like doing stuff like that is always kind of like it's necessary when because Green Day is such a. It's such a big thing. So we just got to make sure that I stay preoccupied.
No, I love that you do that. Obviously, we keep up with everything you're doing and playing those little pop-up shows and surprising fans and stuff. I don't know if there's any band or, you know, anyone that keeps it more real than you do. You stick to your roots and you seem just so grounded. And I think that's really cool, man.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I love doing what we do, you know, playing music. I mean, and all my friends are super talented. Everybody happens to be, you know, like play bass and drums and guitars and keys and stuff like that. So it's like, it makes it really easy to just kind of like get everybody together and have a good time.
Yeah, no, for sure. Now I've listened to Father of All front to back, without exaggerating, probably 7 times so far. I love it so much.
Oh, sick.
That's... yeah, it's so good. I think Meet Me on the Roof is probably my favorite track, but it's a close one with Stab You in the Heart. But I love the video you guys did for Meet Me on the Roof with Gaten Matarazzo. Whose idea was that?
Mm-hmm. The director, Brendan, that was his idea. Yeah, he wanted to get the kid to come in, or Gaten to come in, the kid. Get Gaten to come in and do this cool, Evel Knievel kind of fun video. So, and it was, man, at the end when he kisses the girl, his reaction, it was so real.
Oh,
it was
so
like,
cute.
It's like you could see... I know, it was super cute. And it's like his smile just like lit up the entire parking lot. And it was like everybody was just like, go, go, Gaten, you know?
No, I loved it. It was really, really cool. Now, did you know I actually saw a cover that Gaten did on YouTube of Amy. Did you know that he did that?
No.
Yeah. So if you search him on YouTube, he did a cover of Amy a couple years ago. And it's really cool to watch him singing one of your songs. So I didn't know if you guys had jammed together or if he just cut the video and that was it.
No, he came to a gig we played in New Jersey a few years ago, and I know that he's a really good singer.
Yeah, he's amazing.
But he's such a talented kid. So, but he came to the show and he had a really good time, and it was awesome.
I want to know a little bit about your obsession with soap operas because I was watching your Instagram story last week, and are we going to see a Green Day video for another song on the album that's soap opera themed, maybe starring Frank Storm? I don't know. What's that all about?
You know, I think that soap operas are sort of a lost art form. When I was sitting down and I was watching, and it's like my whole life, I have three older sisters that just, it was all about the, you know, Young and the Restless and
Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives, and they kept up on everybody was doing and all that stuff. And I, one came on, I was like flipping through the channels the other day, and I was like, oh my God, freaking Young and the Restless. I want to be on Young and the Restless. And it was like, so yeah, I have a slight obsession going right now. So it could be, if I could just play a dude standing behind a tree or something, that would be perfect. You know, it'd be so super fun.
I'm not kidding you. I really think you should do a video for one of your songs with that soft lighting with a cheesy soap opera theme in it, and then have Frank Storm appear somehow in the soap opera. I mean, don't hire me right now as your creative director because I know.
No, that sounds awesome. That's like, God, I can already see it right now.
Okay, so I got five rapid fire questions that I want to whip through with you. You down with that?
Let's go.
All right. You have to go 1 month without your guitar or a month without your cell phone. Which one are you keeping?
Guitar.
Of all of your tattoos, which one's your favorite?
Joey and Jacob.
What movie always makes you laugh?
Step Brothers.
What are your favorite lyrics that you have ever written?
Oh, man. I'm going to say Rock and Roll Tragedy. I think the next one could be me. It's called Junkies on a High on the new album.
Okay. And favorite lyrics that someone else has written?
Favorite lyrics that someone else has written? Oh, man.
I really put you on the spot.
I know. That's, I don't know. I think I'm just...
You're stumped?
I'm freaking out. Rapid fire.
It's okay. You can think about that one.
Yeah.
All right. One food item that you refuse to eat?
Oysters.
Oh, I'm with you on that. Have you ever tried one?
Yeah.
They're so gross.
I'm allergic to them.
Oh, you're allergic. Yeah. I just think they're disgusting and slimy. I don't get all the hype around them.
No, I don't get it either. And it's like, not only, but I had a really, I learned the hard way that I had a reaction to them.
Oh, did you like have to go to the hospital?
No, not the hospital. Just a long day in bed.
Oh, God, that sounds like a nightmare. Yeah, I steer clear of oysters.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously I'm a big fan. You guys are a Bay Area staple and worldwide superstars. And you know, I hear a lot of artists, especially like recently you did that interview with Billie Eilish. And a lot of people say that you and Green Day specifically have just been such an influence on their decision to actually push forward and pursue a career in music. Matty Healy from the 1975 was another one. Now, when you were in your garage, you know, making punk rock, who were the bands, like, who really influenced you to, like, not give up and just keep going for it?
You know, I would say, like Husker Du was a big band for me that was, like, you knew that they were, that, you know, Bob Mould is just such a, he's such a great songwriter. And I think that that was one of the first moments that was, like, I was, like, hey, that made me want to actually write a song. So, but, I, you know, other than that, I think, like, you know, it all kind of goes through the years of, you know, Operation Ivy. Mm-hmm. I'd even say like Nirvana was, we definitely love those guys. And, you know, and then the old school stuff as far as like the Clash and the Ramones, obviously. And I think that would, you know, Van Halen, I love Van Halen. So, I mean, we have a lot of different, and of course the Beatles and the Stones, you know, they're, you know, because they're just, they're always my go-to, but yeah, I think that's, you know, The Cure, love The Cure. Gosh, you know, it's like, there's a new thing that comes up for me all the time. There'll be a band that I hear and they'll have something great. You know, it's like, there's this band called, Dark Thought that I sort of picked up on. It was just great punk rock band.
Oh, now I got to look them up. Dark Thoughts, you said?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. I'm going to check that out. Well, I mean, fast forward 34 years of being a band, and you're in a video with Tyla Yahweh and Wiz Khalifa, and they're sampling Boulevard of Broken Dreams. And I'm like, what a crazy crossover world this is. We've got Green Day in a Yahweh video with Wiz Khalifa. Do you think you'll ever collaborate with hip-hop like that, like Wiz Khalifa or anybody like that in the future?
I mean, I think it would be super cool to feature, to, like, I you know, it was like when he played it for me, Tyler, he played it for me, and I was at a Post Malone show because he was opening. That's the first time I met him, and and I was like, oh my God, this sounds so good. And so it's just, you know, if it's great, it's worth doing, you know. And it's just like, I'd love to do something like that anytime.
That'd be so cool. I'd love to see like a Green Day Post Malone collaboration. See, you should hire me as your creative.
That'd be cool. I know Ozzy was.
Oh, how good is that? Was that collab?
It was perfect. It sounded amazing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my post is that he's a really talented guy, you know.
No, I can't get enough of it. I was really impressed with how that came together. You know, I posted on social media that I was going to be talking to you, and I want to get to just three quick fan questions because, oh my God, I've posted about interviews before and I've never gotten an outpouring of questions like this. So I just picked three quick ones. Isaac wants to know, who was the last person to make you starstruck, and who is your favorite band that you've ever toured with?
I would say favorite band we've ever toured with. Oh my gosh. I'm going to say Pansy Division.
Okay.
And then my favorite, who was I starstruck got to say, when we got inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Ringo was doing a sound check and we're standing next to Paul McCartney's bass amp, and he was relearning how to play the bass line to A Little Help From My Friends. And I just sort of looked over at Mike and I was like, I can't even believe that I'm like, what is happening right now? So that one would probably be the one.
That just gave me chills, like picturing that. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And then my last question from a fan, Riley wanted to know, what's your favorite swimmer song?
Boy. They're writing like a lot of good new stuff right now.
Yeah.
But, God.
Favorite is such a strong word.
I know. Hey, I would say Harry Dean is my favorite one.
Okay, right on. Well, hey, man, congratulations on what I think is just an absolutely badass album. We cannot wait to see you at Oracle Park at Hella Megator. Bay Area loves you, man. And thank you so much for taking the time today. Congratulations.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I've been listening to 105 for years, so it's great to be on again.
Oh, dude, that means the world to us. Thank you so much. Billy Joe Armstrong, Green Day, Father of All is out now. Listen to new and past episodes of Talk More with DK and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, like iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, radio.com, and as always, altradiosf.com/talkmore. If you listen through iTunes, please rate and review the Talk More with DK podcast.